Good evening.
Good evening.
As usual, I'm glad to be here, and I believe that the Lord has got something that will challenge us, encourage us, build us up. That's what the Word is supposed to be doing for us. And this evening, I'm actually going to be talking about Daniel. Daniel, who I believe his life is a challenge to many of us. But then we have to look at certain things that happened in his life for which we could learn a few things. Thank you, dear Lord, for moments like these. We pray that, Lord God, you speak to our hearts. Open our ears that we'll hear from you. And Father, help us to really understand who you truly are and what you mean to each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The topic I have chosen is never giving to threats. Never giving to threats. And it's, you know, as I mentioned earlier, it's about Daniel. But I've got a few verses that I'll be reading, so please follow along with me. The first one is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 to 18, and I'm reading from the New King James Version, and it says this: Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And these three verses tell us something about the fact that our lives should always be based on rejoicing in the fact that God loves us and he cares about each one of us. Secondly, we have to be praying constantly. I've always said that wherever we are, we can communicate with God, whether we are at home, whether we are on the road, you know, and I take that from what David said in Psalm 23, verse 6, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Bible tells us that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So if our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, constantly we have to be in tune with God. And in everything, give thanks. You know, we always want to think that everything will be great, but I'll come to that in a moment. But I want us to turn our Bibles to Daniel chapter 6, from verse 1 to verse 9. And the story of Daniel is an amazing one. You know, these Daniel and his three other friends were captives who something was seen about them. Something special was noticed in their lives, and therefore they were set apart and trained in a special way. And during the time of training, you know, these young men decided that, look, we are not going to do things in the normal way as everybody else is doing. We have to be different. So they decided even the food that they want to eat should be different. And that is what the Lord expects of us, to be different. Everybody will be doing things in a particular way, but for us, we have to be different. Especially in this day and age when everything, you know, goes. You know, last week when I was speaking at Raleigh, I mentioned something to the effect that the Archbishop of York said something like, the Lord's Prayer can be troublesome. And I thought, how? You know, and I'm sure he is pandering to the woke agenda and things like people saying that because they have not had good fathers, and therefore when we say the Lord's Prayer, our Father, you know, there is something wrong with it. I mean, the fact that, you know, personally, I don't believe any of that trash because I grew up without a father. My father died when I was just 3 months old, so I never knew him. And I didn't really have a father around. It was just my mom who did everything. But when I started having children, it was God who gave me the ability to be able to train my children in the way that they ought to go. And, you know, those who know my family know who my children are. And it was God who helped me to be able to take them through life. And their lives are shining examples of who a Christian should be. And I give glory to God for that, because God is able to do that. So for people to say that, you know, because they didn't have a father or whatever, you know, when we depend on God, he's able to do amazing things for us. Anyway, let's go on. So Daniel and his friends were chosen to be trained and all that. And then when we come to chapter 6 of Daniel, it says this, "And it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom, and over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to setting him over the whole realm. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault, because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him." I mean, that's amazing. You know, no error or fault was found in him. I mean, I wish that could be said about me. I wish that could be said about all of us, because that's the way Christ wants us to live. "Then these men said, 'We shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God.'" Wow. "So these governors and satraps thronged before the king and said thus to him, 'King Darius, live forever. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree.'" Did everyone agree? No, they did not consult Daniel when they were, you know, setting this up. So in the first place, they were already lying. "That whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter. Therefore, King Darius signed the decree." Okay, so here we go. After the decree was signed, these people set a trap for Daniel. And one thing about Daniel was this. Daniel was a man of prayer. He often prayed 3 times a day as his routine. And one day he received the news that for the next 30 days, if anyone petitions any god or man except the king, they will be thrown into the lion's den. Daniel could have chosen to stop praying because his life would be at stake. However, he chose to remain resolute and continue praying daily, as was his habit. He did not permit the law of the land to stop him. I mean, if you were in Daniel's shoes, what would you do? Now, I want to suggest about 5 reasons why Daniel persisted in praying. Number one, problems are a part of life. You know, some people don't believe that, you know, as a Christian, you go through problems. And, you know, recently, you know, in the recent past, I've heard of people who, you know, when it comes to the marriage, what do you call it, ceremony, He gets to the stage where he says, for better, for worse. And they refuse to say, for better, for worse. They say, for better, for better. I mean, so you ask the question, are they, you know, for real? Definitely, problems will come. And Jesus said this in John 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. You know, Jesus said it, that in this world we will have problems. So if you are a Christian and you think that everything will be, you know, oh, happy day every day, you know, then you are deluded. And Daniel knew that problems are sure to come. And when we read in, I think, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, in the latter days, perilous times will come. So we have to be aware that difficulties will come. And Daniel knew this, that difficulties will come. Number two, he had a knowledge of who God is. Psalm 46, verse 1 to 3 says this, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and with its swellings, Selah. Daniel knew who God is. As these verses are telling us, God is our refuge and strength. And because he knew who God is, he will not be shaken. He maintained his prayer life. He did what he knew would please God. What about us? Do we really know who God is to the extent that we will be aware of the fact that there will be trouble? And when troubles come, we are told that he is our refuge and our fortress. He is there with us. He has promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So even when there's a threat on our lives, we will not be shaken. We will stand steadfast and not be moved. Number three, he had the knowledge of what God is capable of doing. And God is capable of doing amazing things, even in the midst of threats that come from outside. Psalm 121, verse 7 says, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Daniel was aware of this. He knew what God was capable of, that God would definitely preserve him. Even though these people had, you know, set a trap for him, he knew that God will preserve him. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. And that is a promise. He indeed will preserve us when difficulties and threats come our way. And then number four, he knew of God's faithfulness. God is faithful. Whatever he promises, he will definitely do. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says this, no temptation has overtaken you, except such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are capable of doing. But with the temptation, will always provide a way of escape that you'll be able to bear it. Hallelujah. I love that. You know, the devil brings temptation our way to make us sin. But just as we've just read, God always makes a way of escape. He uses the temptation as a testing for us, to elevate us, to bring us to the point where we realize that, hey, no matter what happens, God has got our back. Hallelujah. He always makes a way of escape. I remember, you know, when I was growing up, you know, young people, you know, you have boyfriends and girlfriends, and you know, there was this girl that I thought was my girlfriend, and anytime I go visiting, we sit in her father's living room. So everybody is there to see us. But on this particular occasion, when I went visiting, she took me to her brother's room and shut the door. And at that time, you know, I knew the Lord. So every time wherever I'm going, I have tracts in my back pocket. And so when I went visiting, I just took out the tracts and I was discussing the tracts with her. But, you know, her attention was somewhere else. She would go on the bed, roll, you know, from place to place, and then lifting her legs and all that. But because I was so focused on the track and, you know, trying to speak to her about it, I don't know, my attention was not on what she was doing. And at one point, you know, after an hour or so of my trying to, you know, speak to her about the Lord and all that, I decided I wanted to go home. So I just stepped out, and then she banged the door behind me, and I went home. It was when I got home that I realized that, wow, this was her intention. But because, you know, I was on a different mission, the Lord protected me. And I didn't fall for, you know, the trap that the evil one had laid out for me. And that is exactly what this verse is saying. There is no temptation that has overtaken you such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will always make a way of escape for you. Amen? God always makes a way of escape. And Daniel was aware of God's faithfulness. And then also Hebrews 10 verse 23 says this: let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And God, in his faithfulness, is always there, ready to protect us and to lead us out of any threat that comes our way to bring us down. And then number 5, Daniel knew that God was trustworthy. He could trust God. Romans 10, verse 11 to 13 says this: for the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. God is trustworthy. He will not put us to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Lord doesn't distinguish between who we are, whether male or female, Greek or Jew. You know, no matter who we are, God is trustworthy. When we put our trust in him, he is faithful and he will not put us to shame. And I believe Daniel was aware of that. That was why when they threatened him, or rather when they set up this thing to catch him in the act, he did not stop praying. He still continued to pray because he knew that God had his back. He did not permit the law of the land to stop him. Daniel's response is very humbling. Consider how often we stop praying because we have not received an answer from God. I mean, a lot of us do that. We believe that, you know, when we pray, certain things should go in a particular way. And sometimes we quit because things get worse. And sometimes things can really get worse. But do we have to quit? I don't think so. Here is a man who was prepared to lose his life. You know, there was this threat that if you make request of any other person apart from the king, you will be put in the lion's den. I mean, can you imagine? And when we watch, I don't know whether any of us have been confronted by alarm before. Anyone? I don't think so. But when you watch nature programs and you see the way that lions are so ferocious, I mean, that alone, you know, if you're brought near a lion, that alone will put some fear into you. But Daniel was not afraid. Here's a man who was prepared to lose his life by going on his knees. His situation was far more dire than what most of us experience. Yet, he refused to quit. Amen? Don't quit. You know, when we were growing up, there was this song that we used to sing. Don't stop praying, the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, He'll hear your cry. God has promised and He is true. Don't stop praying, He'll answer you. I pray that we have such a firm and resolute faith like Daniel did, because we will need it in space, for challenging times are coming. In fact, they're already here. Like I said, you know, even church leaders that you would expect to stand for what Scripture says are now vacillating because they want to please a certain kind of people. God is on our side. But as we're driving in, I was hearing on Premier that, you know, a lot of people are giving their lives to Jesus, especially Gen Z. And I'm so excited about that. And apparently, Bible sales are going up, which is great, because God is still alive, no matter what men may do. You know, sometimes in our families, I mean, for example, we in our family, we are facing a certain crisis, which, you know, is beyond us. We've prayed about it. We've fasted. We've done a whole lot of things. But, like I just sang, don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. No matter how difficult it is, God is still on the throne. May we not make any concessions or give up, you know, in our prayer closets. We should not quit at the slightest hint of resistance, but persevere till fire falls from heaven. Hallelujah. And fire is going to fall from heaven, because God is still on the throne, because He cares about us, because His love for us, as we heard earlier, you know, when the word in tongues was translated, He loves us and He's drawing close to us. You know, my prayer tonight is as we draw close to God, He has promised that He would even have drawn closer to us. He's near us than, you know, so close to us than we can even, you know, imagine. We have to persevere. We will pray and hold the line till victory is obtained in every area of our lives. Daniel continued to pray until he was arrested and put in the lion's den. But what happened? We're told that the lions were very docile. And the threats against us will be docile because God is on our side. Amen? Amen. Let us learn from Daniel and recognize that problems are a part of our lives. Let us recognize that, you know, we have to know who God is and that He cares. We have to know the capabilities of God. We have to know that God is faithful. We have to also understand that He is trustworthy. So we have to continue serving Him. I remember, you know, another occasion, somebody else who I knew, you know, back in Ghana. Originally, I come from Ghana. Those who do not know, Ghana in West Africa. You know, I've been here for Next year will be 40 years that I've been in the UK. You know, and I remember this lady that I knew back in Ghana, you know, who, you know, we have certain friends, and, you know, because of the way I was standing for the Lord, she decided, no, I don't want to have anything to do with it. But I went to college one day, and I met her brother, and I asked where she was. And the brother told me, those days there was no mobile phone. I had to call her on the landline, and I went around visiting. As soon as I knocked on the door and she opened, the first question she asked me was this: are you still carrying the Bible on your head? And I said, what am I going to leave that for? Because I know whom I've believed, and I'm persuaded that he is always going to lead me and make things right in my life. And I said, you need this Jesus in your life so that you can also carry the Bible on your head regularly. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you for the life of Daniel. We praise your holy name that even though he was threatened and he knew that, Lord, these people did not like him and therefore they wanted him to fail, because your spirit was upon him, he did not give up, but he persisted in the things that, Lord God, he did constantly. Father, we pray that, Lord, we would also recognize that, Lord, troubles will definitely come. But because Jesus has overcome, we are also overcomers. We want to thank you that, Lord God, he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world, as your word says. Father, we pray that when we are threatened, when situations around us, Lord God, seem to be against us, like Daniel, we'll stand strong, knowing that the God we have trusted will save us at the time that is appropriate. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.